The program that we are undertaking these days is targeting socio-economic and cultural rights. And we are trying to ensure that where it is possible, we have engaged our citizens and they have participated in finding out how these socio-economic and cultural rights are being delivered by the government. So it is important for the people of Zimbabwe to understand that they have got, for the first time, socio-economic and cultural rights that are embedded in our constitution. If we go into the Bill of Rights, it is very clear, it stipulates that our citizens should benefit from that sector. So it is indeed the program that we are doing to ensure that the people of Zimbabwe have understood that they have to enjoy these benefits, and also they have to find out how the service delivery is undertaken to fulfill even the mandates that have been prescribed, even in the economic blueprint, which is the Zimaset, which the government is talking about.
Who is the target audience here?
Every citizen has got the right to benefit from the rights that are enshrined in the Constitution. So number one, we are saying the people of Zimbabwe should benefit from the rights that the Constitution is prescribing. Number two, those who are supposed to be delivering these services, the government, government departments, the councils, ZINWA, VESA, EMA, etc., etc., these are stakeholders that are very important to ensure that they have delivered. Where they have not delivered, we are therefore going to be monitoring and indicating that Chegutu, for example, water has been received by the citizens maybe once per month. And what does that mean when the Constitution says these are fundamental basic human rights that we should be enjoying? So where water has not been delivered, we have to hold the council to account and also make sure that the government has provided the services that it is supposed to provide to its own people.